He said no more oil drilling. Now Joe Biden breaks his promise. This is News Review from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Make sure you watch to the end to learn vocabulary to talk about this story.
Don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this video, and try the quiz that's on our website. Now the story.
No more drilling on federal lands, period. That's what Joe Biden promised before he became US president. Now, he's approved a major oil and gas drilling plan in Alaska. The release of greenhouse gases over the 30-year project will be equivalent to adding 2 million cars to the road every year.
You've been looking at the headlines, Beth. What's the vocabulary?
We have backing, stinging, and in the face of.
This is News Review from BBC Learning English. Let's have a look at our first headline.
This is from the New York Times. How Biden got from no more drilling to backing a huge project in Alaska.
So Joe Biden is backing an oil drilling project in Alaska. The word we're looking at is backing. It contains the word back. This is my back. Is there a connection?
There is, yeah. So your back supports your body. That back is a noun. Now here we're using back as a verb and it means to support.
So Joe Biden is backing this project. He is supporting it. It means that he's giving permission to drill and even spending money on it.
Yeah, that's right. And we can see the verb back in other situations, also sometimes in the negative. So environmental activists are not backing this project. They don't support it because it's bad for the environment.
So here, this word backing appears in a headline. It's quite official. It's a serious story. But can we use this word in our everyday English?
Yep, we can. So, Neil, for example, if you go for a job interview, I might say that I back you. It means I support you and I hope that you'll get the job.
Okay, and I can back my favourite tennis player. It means I support them and it doesn't matter how badly or well they're playing, I always support them. I back them. Let's look at that again. Let's have a look at our next headline.
This is from Fox News. AOC, top Democrats issue stinging rebuke of Biden over failed climate promises.
So the Democrats, and that is Joe Biden's own party, have given him a stinging rebuke. Rebuke is a criticism. Word we're looking at, though, is stinging. And it contains the word sting, and I'm sure you know bees sting.
Yes, ouch. If a bee stings you, then it can be quite painful. It's a burning kind of pain. And it does help to think of that here. So if something is described as stinging, then it means metaphorically that it hurts or it's painful.
Yeah, so in the headline, a stinging rebuke is painful criticism. It's designed to hurt Joe Biden.
That's right. And we can use stinging before other nouns as well. So yesterday, my football team lost 7-0. It was a stinging defeat.
I didn't know you were a Leipzig fan. If your favourite singer leaves your favourite band, it could be a stinging loss. The group will never be the same again. Let's look at that again. Let's have the next headline, please.
This is from the Financial Times. White House approves Alaska oil project in face of climate criticism.
We're looking at the expression in the face of. In the headline, it says in face of without the. They drop the in headlines often. But the expression is in the face of and it contains the word face. We all know what a face is. Here is my face. What's the sense?
Well, thinking of your face does help here. So imagine when you have a disagreement with someone, you have to face them or confront them. And this can be quite difficult. Now, in the face of means that you do something even though you meet something difficult, like a problem. Now, Neil, today there are strikes, so it was a bit of a struggle to get to work, but we got here in the face of strikes.
Yes, and the expression in the face of is followed by a noun, strikes in your example. In the headline, it talks about the White House acting in the face of criticism. So criticism is the noun there. They are going ahead with the project, even though it's difficult.
Yeah, exactly. And let's think of some other examples. Maybe you're going into an exam, you're feeling quite nervous, but you stay positive in the face of uncertainty.
Yes, you have to face nerves and uncertainty. It means you have to confront them, but with trying to be positive. Let's look at that again. We've had backing, supporting,
stinging, hurtful,
and in the face of, despite problems.
Don't forget to do the quiz on this page.
Thank you for joining us, and goodbye.
Bye.